94UBG, W4DJW. Sounds good, Kevin.
This is the one I was working on last night. I've never seen one, kick itself off. It's just like it's lost ground. And that's what I was working on last night. The PL-259, it came loose, the ground wires and the coax. So I put a new PL-259 on there. And the only way I can key it up on high power is when the car is running. It's the Kenwood TM-281A, 65-watt radio. And it's still telling me that, I guess it's not got a good ground or whatever. But while the truck's running, I can actually, it does good. But it's got that funny sound, almost like the engine sound coming back through. Never did do that before until that PL-259 came loose.
Well, it's not doing it now. Is the engine running now? Are you on high power?
Power, I'm on 385 right here, just passing by exit 35, Woodruff Road. 6,100 Woodruff Road. But no, it's like when the repeater feeds back, I can hear it going in the background. And it used to be, it picked up pretty clear. I don't know. I got to try to figure something out about that ground. It's got two fuses, round fuses in line. And I'm just wondering if one of them fuses is not making contact.
Okay, just so I understand, when you shut the engine off, that receive noise that you're hearing goes away?
It goes away, but then I can't key up on high power. It kicks the radio off itself.
How are you wired? Are you wired directly to the battery with something like 10 gauge wire, or a lot less than that?
I'm wired to the ground post on the body out here with the ground, and the work truck is set up like one of the rescue squads. It's got the six buttons up top, and I got the power wire run to one of those buttons. That way I can cut the radio on and off by using that switch.
If you got some spare 10-gauge wire or something big and heavy like that, you might just try running it directly to the battery and then see, like a set of jumper cables. Pull a set of jumper cables around to the inside and wire it directly to one end of the jumper cables and put the other end on the battery and see if that behavior is similar. All right, see if you can operate full power. If you cannot operate full power either way, then, yeah, there's something going on in that radio. But if you can operate off jumper cables and you can't operate off of that button, of one of those six buttons and that ground post, then somewhere you've got high resistance.
That's what I was working on last night. I was trying that out last night to see if possibly that was it, but I had it to where it was actually working when I was talking to you last night on the net. I was actually on high power and just had the switch turned forward, and it worked fine. But then when I went back out there and tucked the wires back in, down in the where the wire and harness is, as soon as I tucked the wire back in, it went back to cutting up again. And I swapped the antennas. I got another tram antenna that looks just like the one on top of the truck, and still didn't do that. Still did the same thing. But when I started the truck up last night, it would actually let me operate on high power then. And before it wouldn't. And that's good low power. But I really had a hard time hearing repeaters. People on different repeaters far off.
Well, we had a problem similar to that one time with the repeater when we were running an amplifier on it. This was a long time ago. And I had soldered the wires that went through the eyelet that was held onto the power supply for the amplifier. And Johnny looked at me and said, "You sure about that solder joint?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm sure. It's a good solder joint. Nothing wrong with it." And he grabbed the power supply by one hand. He grabbed the wire with the other hand and he popped it. And it popped right out of there. That solder joint just blew apart when he popped it. He tugged it pretty hard, but he popped it right out of there. You shouldn't be able to do that. It was a bad solder joint. So you might, I don't know if you've done any soldering on that, but you might re-inspect your solder joints that you think are good, but there's a possibility they may not be.
I checked all that last night. I actually took the coax back apart, and I pulled on the PL259, and it never moved. And the solder joint never moved. I mean, I just about have to rip the coax out of the, or the, you know, the copper wire out of the end of the coax. And, well, it turned around, and the only other thing I can think it is, because this PL259 is set up for the RG8. And it's set up for the LMR400, the big coax, because you can screw the little thing in, screw the thing out to make it different sizes. And I got that the ground soldered in that little hole to the actual piece in there, and it should be soldered to the big cabinet, you know, inside that PL259 too. But I mean, it does it even with a brand new antenna. That's what I don't understand. It's like it's not got a complete ground. I'm going to try to take my jump-starting box today and bring it out and hook that thing into the jump-starting box and see if it operates that way. If it does, it's going to let me know that, you know, one side of my connections is, you know, just wrong.
Well, if it operates fine when the engine's running, it just has that extra noise in there, that I would say, you know, it doesn't back off on the power or anything like that. And I'd say your antenna, the feedback your radio is getting from the antenna at high power is fine. There's no, which implies the antenna ground doesn't have an issue. It's the power coming in that sounded to me from your description. It sounded like the power coming into the radio was what was questionable, not the antenna ground. But I don't know. Maybe I misunderstood. But, yeah. Anyway, I know this can be hard to find. You can spend a lot of time on it. My only advice is look for what you think is fine, because that's usually where you'll find the problem. Anyway, that's the way it is with me anyway. Good luck with it. And if you need any more feedback, in and out of the shack today. I'm working on a new flight controller, but also tending to some hardwood floors, so I'll be in and out. But if I'm here, I'll reply to you.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can figure, it's got those little round fuses, and it slides up into the wire with those little plastic pieces on them. I'm thinking about taking both of those out, because there's a fuse right here at the back of the radio on the plug. And, you know, I mean, there's no sense of having three of them in line. Because anything under the hood that can get moisture when you get a water hole or anything cause you lose connection, you know what I'm saying, it shouldn't be there. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to check that out and see. I mean, that's the only other thing I know to check. But if you're around after a while or something, I'll get you to, you know, give me another radio check. But right now, I mean, it's working on high power. I just got to deal with that sound. But, you know, I ain't too much worried about that. As long as I'm getting out and everybody can hear me, the sound don't really interfere right now. I just ain't been able to get out. But, well, I'm destinated here at the place where I got to go to. I got a doctor's appointment this morning, and I'm pulling in the parking lot right here, and we'll holler at you later. I appreciate you coming back to me. W4DJW, KN4EBG. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Kevin, have a good day. Good talking to you, and good luck. Good luck with your doctor's appointment and with the figuring out what it is on the receive side there. KN4UBG, W4DJW, clear and listening.
Today's my birthday, too. That's pretty bad when you gotta go see your doctor on your birthday. But I'm gone.
I agree. Happy birthday, by the way. But I agree with you. Yeah, that's the next to the last thing I want to do. Well, going to the dentist, going to the doctor, they're equally disconcerting. Anyway, you got to do what you got to do. Have a good one. Game 4 UBG, W4 DJ, W clear.